Our first Quake 3 map this week, out of an entire slew of them, is Manic Depression by Sjartmunen. The screenshots will entice you into thinking that this is a very interesting map, and you'd be correct. Upon entering, you'll note a very strong concrete theme. This doesn't boil down to bland detail, however. The author uses plenty of varied textures and architectural details to make this a very visually exciting map. Each area has its own unique details, so he hasn't fallen into the trap of simply copy-pasting things around. This deserves special notice due to the map's size. It's big. Sprawling is really the appropriate word for it, and for the most part, this space isn't eaten up by boring flat rooms. There are corridors, walkways, jump pads, small arenas, tunnels, and all the like, all highly interconnected in order to give the map a really unique sense of place. The details themselves aid in this sense, as they all bring together a highly abstract cityscape aesthetic. The items are spread out nicely, causing you to really have to explore the depths of this arena. The item placement and the sheer size will slot this map up nicely for larger free-for-alls, though it could probably work with Team Deathmatch as well. Even with four players, though, this map will leave you plenty of space, so the action will scale up nicely. If I could have a single complaint about this map, it's that some of the areas are a little too open and flat, and the combat depth suffers as a result. There will be quite a few fights fought on even ground, with no real easy way for one of the players to gain the upper hand. However, this only applies in a few areas, so it's not a game breaker. Go to levelmakers.com and download this map, if for nothing else than for the experience of wandering around its very atmospheric halls.